from sunrise swims to morning yoga and 6 a.m. CrossFit, exercise classes before the world wakes are popping up all over the place. Gym operators say morning classes are now among the busiest of the day. So what's the attraction of that early alarm for morning workouts? Our reporter Sheila Nocton has been finding out.
It's a little after 5 a.m. on a very wet and windy August morning at Dunleary Pier in Dublin. Shane Lennon, the lead instructor at Show Up Dublin, a group designed to help you show up and move bright and early, is guiding a group of 70 people over a speaker in this rainy sunrise yoga session.
Build a relationship with discomfort, experiential avoidance. Every action we make, every move, everything is an attempt to escape discomfort.
Shane says this year their morning sessions have seen a significant jump in attendance.
Over the years, the first year it grew, second year it kind of dipped a little bit, and then this year it really come alive this year. So the first two sessions this year were quite busy. Then the last three, 4 weeks have just been like, we had nearly 300 people here 3 weeks ago. And you saw like this morning, like it's raining, it's not the most ideal conditions to be in. And there's still like 70, 80 people there. Some people are just here for the sunrise photo. Great, that's super. But then there's a whole community of people that are just back here every single week.
Sport Ireland's Irish Sports Monitor, a population-based survey measuring the physical activity participation of people aged 15 and over, shows that gym classes were the most popular form of exercise last year. Jack Fitzgerald, head coach with Primal Fitness in Naas, County Kildare, says more of their clients are now choosing their early classes before their morning commute.
Our classes start at 6 a.m. and we have two classes at 6 at the same time running side by side. Often they're both full or near full. Our demographic, I would say, mostly is kind of like 25 plus, so a lot of working professionals, a lot of young families. So I feel like a lot of the time when people are here, they're in that 6 a.m. class, and as soon as we finish, they're out that door trying to get home before the kids are up for school. Pre-COVID, I think it was a lot quieter in the morning, and the oftentimes like no one showing up or maybe the coach heading home at 6 a.m. But now that is, you're never like getting a morning off. There's always 6 a.m. probably two of the busiest classes of the day. I think there's definitely practicality reasons to it, like traffic being one, kids, school. I also think it's just the culture of the way the world is going, that we're all moving so fast and there's so much on during the day and trying to get to work, that if you don't get it done in the morning, I think for a lot of people by 5-6 o'clock, the likelihood of you coming back out to go to a gym class, the percentage chance of you doing it is getting less and less through the day.
So it appears morning exercise is becoming more popular, and there might be some practical reasons for that growth. But is practicality the only reason? Here's what Professor Michael Malloy, consultant in emergency medicine at Wexford General Hospital and the former Dean of Sports and Exercise at the College of Surgeons, has to say.
It may be a reflection on people's points in life, that they've had a warning call about their own personal medical circumstance, or that they feel that they want to be healthier moving forwards. Getting up early can mean you get access to the gym or swimming baths or the yoga school or Pilates class when there aren't lots of other people around. It does mean people are choosing times where there's less chance their particular routine is going to be disrupted. I think nowadays people are realizing the benefits of being involved in groups and communities and the social feedback, but it has other benefits too. You know, when you share a problem, you don't feel as bad. You can talk to people more often. When you are in a group and you don't turn up for a day, people will inevitably go to find out, are you okay? Is there something wrong? Do you need any help?
Practicality and community. Two of the reasons more people may be choosing to be up and active before the morning lark. But let's hear from some of the Show Up Yoga Group regulars as to why they've embraced early morning movement.
High-fiving people, chatting with people, seeing how people's weeks have been. That's why I do it.
It's been a game changer, really. Myself and my husband, we always use the motto, win the morning, win the day. But also mentally, it brings about clarity in the mind. But I think we can pivot ourselves into being a morning person. Yes, it will take time. Yes, it will take some effort. And when the alarm goes off, you may be like, oh my God, what am I doing? But I guarantee you, you never regret it. You see the day through a whole new lens.
It's refreshing. And also the community that we've built is amazing. I've been here since literally day two, 3 years ago. Yeah, it's literally the only time in my life I get up at this time. I'm not a morning person, but I do it for the community, for the people. And then I do it for yoga as well.
I come on my own. So you come and you make loads of friends, and week after week, it's just been my favorite morning of the week. The alarm goes off at 4 a.m. and I don't mind. You know, it's kind of like going to the airport. You don't really mind getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning if you're going somewhere that you really enjoy. So I came for the yoga and now I stay for the people.
We don't really mind getting up at 4 a.m. if you're going to somewhere you enjoy. There you go, Mary. I mind. I mind when the alarm goes off at 4 a.m. Anyway, it is. That was Sheila Nocton reporting. It's 14 minutes to 8.